Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Tie up your boots, jump off the ladder, pack up your clothes, nothing's the matter, mistletoe hangs up in the bedroom, your sister's bangs, she cut them herself, Santa is here, sleigh bells are ringing, 21 elves, they are all singing, Kmart is closed, so is the bakery, everyone's home. Watching TV.
Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming. Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming.
Chestnuts and fire, holly and hay, Jesus and Mary, what a great day. Evergreen tree, covered in snow.
Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming. Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming. Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjos strumming.
Okay, hello, welcome. This is Sid Souter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 13. I know Christmas is over, but last week I promised you one last track, and since I'm still eating Christmas cookies, I guess Christmas music is okay until we hit that new year. That was Sufjan Stevens with a song called Come On, Let's Boogie to the Elf Dance from an album that may or may not exist, that may or may not be titled Hark, Songs for Christmas, Volume 3. If you are active on the web at all, you'll find that a zillion websites have posted the three unreleased Sufjan Stevens Christmas albums, evidently created for family and friends, but now leaked to the world. And I downloaded them last week, like everyone else. So there you go. I'm sharing it with you because that's what happens. Every week I share with you what new music I buy, download, steal, or create myself. I've got 9 songs to play for you, so there's 8 more. I better move quick and stop jabbering. Let's move into a song from 1967 by Harry Nilsson. This song is called She Sang Hymns Out of Tune. Nilsson was released this album in 67, just a few months after Sgt. Pepper came out, and it definitely is the only album that really competes with Sgt. Pepper, I think, in that grand orchestrated pop sort of thing. Everyone harkens back to that album or to Pet Sounds, but I think this album, Pandemonium Shadow Show, is an excellent example of Beatlesque complex harmonies, arrangements, and orchestration. So let me just go and give you this one now. The song is called She Sang Hymns Out of Tune.
Talk to the people, the people who are. Now I have a clock on the wall. It keeps time, and that isn't all. It tells me how long she's been gone. Gone to the people, the people. Sorcerer's room, and pounded the table and brandished the broom. She turned 10,000 when she touched the moon, and turned to the people who are.
Crazy about me.
that song was Later Operator by the All Girls Summer Fun Band. That was released on K Records in 2002, and I have no idea how I never heard about it until very recently. Portland, Oregon foursome, I believe, and the band is exactly that, an All Girls Summer Fun Band. That song, as it said, Later Operator, it's got some puns in it. I don't know if you've noticed that. Before that was a song by Harry Nilsson. She sang Hymns Out of Tune, a delightful, orchestrated, and complex romp, quite complex compared to the cutesiness of the all-girls summer fun band, but still, I think they work together. If not, the next three will. I've got a trio of songs coming up by This Bike is a Pipe Bomb, Defiance Ohio, and Against Me, bands dwelling in a genre that probably doesn't receive any mainstream notice whatsoever, and I have no idea even what to call it, but they're definitely linked in more ways than one. So let's go ahead and start this off, and we'll talk about it afterwards. This song is Jack Johnson by This Bike is a Pipe Bomb.
Have you heard about Jack Johnson? He's a hero in this land. I don't like to sing about boxing, but I hope you'll understand. But the first is a game of heavyweight, the title away black man, and in 1908, it's so easy. He was born right after slavery died, right after Reconstruction died. He was born right after none of that suffering died. And never died at all. He would walk down the streets with gold and diamonds, always hold his head up high. And he never had to say yes or no, sir, to white folks as they passed him by.
Streets. lost the confidence to write a song. So I found three simple chords and held them together with my weak voice. On an out-of-tune guitar my father gave to me, I may Elvis turn in his grave unless Paul kissed my dirty callous fingers. And may likes this song never make one fucking dollar, leave it for demo tape to be played until it's broken, then remembered only for what it was. That we gave him hell, 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 that we gave him hell.
That was, I say I write a lot. Anyway, that was Against Me with the song What We Worked For, released on Planet X Records in 2001 from the Crime EP. I went ahead and ordered that from the kind folks at Planet X along with a few other things, and that came in last week. So there you go. Gainesville Band was one guy, and now it's kind of grown to a few more. And I guess on Fat Wreck now, making it the biggest band in the punk rock troubadour Americana genre that I don't know the name for, but someone probably does. In the middle there was Defiance Ohio, another band very much in that non-genre of genre, with the song I Don't Want Solidarity If It Means Holding Hands With You. That was released in 2004. And that band, kind of a collective of folks from all over, from Bloomington, from Eureka, California. I'm sorry, Bloomington, Indiana. Eureka, California, Athens, Georgia, wherever. And leading that set off was This Bike Is a Pipe Bomb with the song Jack Johnson from Three Way Tie for Fifth, also released on Planet X Records in 2004. That band from Pensacola, Florida, a threesome of very wonderful folks that'll play any basement and rock it and just have a wonderful time anywhere, anytime. And so that's the three there. All of them, I imagine, have played together many times. They've all released records on the same labels. And there are a few other bands of that genre that I really enjoy. Mostly think about Bread and Roses from Boston, who very much fit that same bill. In fact, I was talking to the Planet X Records about Bread and Roses, saying, hey, you really should put out something by this band. And they said, oh, you know, they played here in our basement last weekend. So, yeah, a small, tight genre that maybe doesn't want any more press than it's already getting. Very political and wonderful. Coming up next, I've got a big shift for you, a song by the band Frog Eyes, a band that has been people told me to check out. Excuse me. Those Christmas cookies are clogging me up a bit. even the vegan ones. This band is from Victoria, British Columbia. Been referred to me by a number of folks saying, hey, off-kilter pop stuff you really like. So I went out and grabbed an album. Unfortunately, I grabbed Ego Scriptor, which is a acoustic-only retelling of the previous couple of albums, which may not be a good representation of the band, though that's all I've got to work on, and it doesn't impress me a whole lot. This was released on Absolutely Kosher in 2004. The song I'm going to play for you is the Akian Press, if that's how it's pronounced. Let me go ahead and do that for you, and then we got a couple more for you coming up.
I had a bad fall, I fell into the sea. I wish I was the mother of an engineer to be. I widen in the borders so the fathers on their knees will go and run from the rain. Oh, bleak satellite. Oh, in a semblance of an hero, cool might you make a bastard? Will you row hard? Will you row for free? Row to the dawn song again. Oh, isn't it sad? Isn't it the same? Pushing up the miracle with a miracle is pain. Will I hate hell and then I hate Rose? Know I what they want to be. I had a better fall, I fell into the sea. Remember better thinkers and the way they cover me. I wish I was a mother or an engineer to be. Row to the dawn song again. Oh, fleet satellite. With grace and then a summons to an miracle. Might you make a master? Will you row hard? Will you row for free? Row.
Thank you.
Okay, that's probably the best band that you've never heard of. That band is Nameless Number Headman from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Saturday Night. That's a cover of a Doris Henson song, another Kansas City band. I believe Doris Henson are on DeSoto now. That song was released on the EP entitled Pauses, Ums, and Eyebrow Raises, released in 2005 by the band on their website only. The band has had a heck of a time finding a label. They started out on mine and then decided to jump ship and went to another one, and that one worked out so horribly that I think a lawsuit happened, and so now they're working on somebody else for their third. Check out their three albums if you can find them. I think all three are now out of print, though, but Nameless Number Headman from Kansas City, Missouri. That, of course, will bring us to the end of the show. Yes, I'm in town this week, as you can tell, professional microphone and all that stuff, but I'll be back on the road next week, so expect the wonderful lo-fi quality of the Power Book. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 13. My name is Sid Souter. You can find me at toomuchrock.com. We're going to end the show with a song by Rogue Wave, a band from Oakland, California, though bounced around quite a bit to get there. This is the song Cat Form. It was released in 2005. I think it came out in October on Sub Pop Records. The album Descended Like Vultures. It's the band's second album, and they definitely are a indie pop band of note, drawing comparisons to all the big bands like Death Cab or Shins or whatnot. The album's pretty good, though. I don't think anything screams out at me how wonderful it is. But this song I really enjoy. It's called Cat Form, and it's by Rogue Wave. Thank you for listening.
Stroking my pain.